Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to Woo Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Woo the Seventh Oracle. Some know me as Heathen Void. And today is going to be Ancestral Tea, right? And, you know, just real short, real sweet, and to the point today, you guys. So, Ancestral Tea, what is love vibration? If you have not listened to some of the most recent shows, probably the last four I've done, we have talked about the love vibration, subconscious mind, universal frequency and secrets, but most of all, the love vibration, you guys, you know, like which timeline are you on? And if you're tuned into Enhanced Awareness Radio, most likely you are either on the love timeline or you are attempting to vibrate onto the love timeline, which is the 5D, right? So, you know, the ancestors, they always synchronicities and through, you know, just divine intervention, give me these podcasts to to perform, right? So today, it was an audio book, okay? So let's take a listen, guys. I just want to let you know that a lot of our ancestors, you know, did come through the paradigm of Christianity, all right? So there are going to be messages that they attempt to channel to us that are going to come the vehicle of Christianity. I'm not, you know, telling people to conform back to Christianity and do all that, but, you know, take it out. You know, it may be wise, right? It may be wise to, you know, merge everything, but not in a negative light. You know what I'm saying? But more of a love vibration. You know what I'm saying? So whatever your Lord is, whatever your Jesus is, whatever, you know, many of us in a spiritual, you know, walk, I don't want to say community or spiritual cult, okay? But many of us use the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is for you, that is what it is for you, okay? But I do want to let, you know, anyone, for the ears that can hear, as Auntie LJ used to say, for all ears that can hear, right, for all ears that can hear, take it how you will, but the love vibration, that we can't ignore, all right? So let's go ahead and take a listen, guys, and I'll be back to close out.
Self-resurrection in life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And no one who lives and believes in me will ever die. God is love, and love is God. Yet no one knows what it is. We only know that it is. Perhaps you have been theorizing. Never do this. You must let the truth unfold without suggestions from outside. And you must not come to a conclusion, for this closes the avenue to truths. Love is the center of the whole universe. And from this center, a continuous flow of love flows through every soul and through everything that lives. Through flowers, through animals, through human beings and angels, this same flow flows continuously from its central font, forever expressing itself in its true nature. Love is the affinity in the minerals. Love is the essence in the flower. Love is expressed in the animal nature. In man, love is expressed in affection. And when finally realized, the whole being is filled with it, and every cell in the body becomes vitalized. There is no other power in the world but love. It is the only true power in heaven and on earth. For it is eternal and ever-present everywhere. The outer will pass away, but love shall forever be, for it is the omnipresence of God. Theorizing on love is but a mental aspect of it. To theorize on what love is to lose its power. You are the creation of the infinite life, which is love, and love expresses itself in its true nature when understood and realized in this way. All great souls upon the earth are expressing this love in different ways, in different parts of the world. Suggestions come from outside. But you cannot understand the truth from suggestions that arise from outside yourself. Therefore, do not come to any conclusion in regard to the truth, for the truth is unfathomable and eternal. I am ever-present, expressing myself in my divine nature, which is eternal. You must accept this, yet you must not come to conclusions on what it is or what it is not. Remember, this mighty power is waiting to unfold in you. You are the vehicle prepared by it. Your soul is the vehicle through which it will flow. To be conscious of this is the secret of the God-man. What is space? You are now learning the rapidity of thought transference, which is between you and the mind which is influencing you. These thoughts know nothing of distance. Nathaniel asked, "Whence do you know me?" "Even before Philip called you, while you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Truly I say to all of you that from now on you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending to the Son of Man." You have already witnessed this truth. all are angels in the making. You are born angels. The angelic birth exists in you. This is the love of God. Some angels now existing are those who once lived on one planet or another. The whole universe is one complete whole expressing the divine nature of love. Love is the only holy, cohesive quality, the only power that can sustain all things, and is bringing about its own perfection. There is never anything wrong where love exists, for it is complete in itself. There is nothing that can interfere with the current of pure thought directed from life. For really, there is no distance. The only necessity is a condition of receptivity. It is now possible to receive this wonderful gift of the Father that is being poured out eternally. You can experience it for yourself by opening yourselves up to it. You do not receive it from the external. Only know that it is eagerly waiting to express itself from the very center of your being. You must become consciously aware of it. And when you are consciously aware of it, then you will experience it in every cell of your body, in your surrounding, in your friends, in your business place, and in your home. All can be filled with it. And there is nothing that can withstand it. It is so solid in its nature that it interpenetrates every single particle of substance that exists in the universe. It supports the whole universe, and it gives breath and life. I am the life and love. All your thoughts of love and healing, sent out even without any special direction, are caught up in the stream, and they help all. Remember, nothing is lost in this world of thought charged with love. Space is a wrong idea. It belongs to separation. But in reality, there is no separation. Let your heart and mind rest undisturbed in the realization of the omnipresence of God. Even the child will come to know that there is no space or distance. For you all dwell in God, and there is absolutely nothing outside God. By my own experience, I have found that the flesh changes through the conscious awareness of the divine essence of love. It is the power that creates all things and attracts everything to it. For God, who made the world and all things therein, and who is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Neither is he ministered unto by human hands, nor is he in need of anything, for it is he who gave life and breath to all men. And he has made of one blood all nations for to dwell on the face of the earth, so that they should seek and search after God, and find him by means of his love and his creations. He is not far from any one of you, for in him all live and move and have their being. And some of your wise men have said, all are his kindred. Yes, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. There is no mystery about these words when you thoroughly understand them. The mystery disappears when they are understood. They cannot be one particle of substance that is not of God. Every particle in the whole universe must be of God, for it is God alone who is expressing himself, and I and the Father are one. There is no separation between us. Now, therefore, man, being of the family of God, is not bound to worship resemblance made of gold or silver or stone, shapen by the skill and knowledge of man into resemblance of the deity. Yet when men heard of the resurrection of the dead, they mocked. Understand that the great truth of the omnipresence, the omnipotence and the omniscience of God is complete. Know that he is who lives, and he alone lives in every living thing, because he created all of them, and he could not live apart from his creations, for he is omnipresent. If his creations were in any way separated from him, he could not be infinite in nature. He could not be complete in himself. Every creation was created with the fundamental principle of love harmonizing every action, bringing into manifestation his divine nature. And when man becomes aware of this truth, Then shall man create in himself the reflection of that perfect divinity which will bring about his heaven on earth. And they mocked because they heard of the resurrection of the dead. Yet how could there be anything dead in the living universe? How could there be anything dead in the eternal living God? Admittedly, there is change taking place everywhere, but there is nothing dead in that change. Every particle is a living particle, which changes from one form to another. What ignorant man sees is death. What the enlightened man sees is the action of life. Ignorant man does not understand the law of transition from one state to another. Therefore, man creates in his own mind the illusion he calls death. Not one particle of the whole universe is dead. Every particle is alive, existing in God. Every particle, even in its process of change, is a living expression of life. And the fundamental principle under it all is the power of love flowing from the central font of love to its smallest creations. Your sense mind would cloud or hide the vision, the vision of the completeness of that which is divine in nature. But now you are in a secret place of the Most High, and he shall wipe away all tears from the eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things pass away. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give freely of the fountain of living water to him who is athirst. I am in myself the beginning and the end. I am he whom the prophets have spoken of. I am the Lord, the Christ that dwells in each and every one of you. And there is no separation between us, yet you have placed me so far away beyond your reach. In your own mind, you have thought me unattainable, yet I am living in the secret chamber of your heart, urging you continuously to recognize me. This is the Christ that is born in the human family, the Christ that is born in every babe. It is the Christ that is eternal and lives after so-called death. It is the Christ in you that shall live forever. Even as the river flows out and refreshes the earth, so can you release that stream of eternal life into the outer. The unseen spiritual substance is alone substantial and is the only reality that can be expressed in your personal life now. Your consciousness is the reflection of it. Your consciousness in the material or physical is the reflection of this eternal life expressing itself. And as you become more aware of it, it becomes more real to you. The brain, the nervous system, and the flesh of the body become filled with it. It raises the vibration of your mind to a state beyond your earthly existence. Yes, in time it will transform the body to make it that perfect instrument, for the divine in nature is the only reality. Use every opportunity to express that which you know. Let your love flow out and bless every brother, every sister, so that all your divisions will be swept away by the ocean of love welling up in human hearts and lives. When you bless a brother and a sister with this love, in and out of your own being flows the Christ life and love. Do not in any way disregard the truth that are written in the New Testament. If you express that which is true, you also become true. Your true nature is divine. Let this nature become yours now, because now is eternity. Every moment of life is now. Therefore, remember not the past, nor be anxious for the future. The future is taken care of by you living it now. You must all come to the understanding of the omnipresence that fills all space, knows nothing of past or future, but is eternally present, the same yesterday, today and forever. When you begin to know that all time is the present, you cease to long. You cease to long for things to come, and a great strain drops from you. How many of you are straining today? Because you are not living in the omnipresence that is omnipresence. You live in a past and a future, and miss the glorious expression of the divine life now. Peace will come into your souls. Things that troubled you before will no longer beset you. You will not be burdened with the things of the world because you will know that all that is mine is thine. Spirit is all power and directs all things. But if you stand on the outside looking in, then there is no possibility of you ever partaking of the feast spread before you. But if you will come inside, you can partake of the feast now, and there will never be any other time but now. When you gain this understanding, you eager souls who feel that you must accomplish so much in a given time will come to know that love and service are pleasure and rest. These words seem strange to you at first because you do not understand them. To rest in the Lord means to be always with the Lord. And as the Lord is a supreme expression of the Almighty, knowing this, there is no fear, there is no doubt, and life becomes a joy. Only when you are burdened with the cares of the world is there sorrow. Lift up your hearts and rejoice in the fact that your Father knoweth what you are in need of and has prepared everything for you. The table is already set. Come into the feast now, if you will, and partake of all that you are capable of. The only thing that is necessary is your capacity to receive. You will renew your energies and unfold wider avenues for further experience with a sense of peace and quiet that comes from that which does not consider time or space as an essential factor, for it knows no time or space, being ever present and eternal. To live in the spiritual is to live in reality, not spasmodically and in limits. How can there be any time or space in infinity? Know that you live in the mind of God that fills all space, for there is nowhere where it is not. If you truly know that you are the Christ of God that exists eternally and is ever present, the animating and creative power within the mind, then there can be no time or space. You can reach the state where there is no time or space and enter into the completeness of the Lord thy God that dwells in your soul. The Lord is the only power there is. I am the Lord. Love is the eternal, ever-present, and glorious life now, which is a rest and a joy, a satisfaction too full to make you look backward or forward when you know that love is the ever-present life now. The soul who is realized is moved in the sufficiency of the presence that is ever active in the present and never in the past or future. Think over this carefully so that your joy may be full. I am the ever-present love. It was this love that I saw so clearly. I knew that God was love, and to be his son, then I must be love also. I found there could be nothing else for me but love, and no matter what was done to me, I still knew that I must remain the son of God, the ever-present, perfect love that knew no past or future, no sin or death. Lazarus, come forth. Was to speak from the spiritual plane, realizing only the ever-present life. If you can understand these words, you will realize the life that is eternal and ever-present. You can also speak the word if your consciousness can grasp the reality of it, and what you speak shall manifest because it is created in the now. You are affected by suggestions that come from without, suggested by the conditions surrounding you. You believe in death and decay, but in reality, there is no death nor decay. There is only change, and this is life. If you could see this ever-present life behind all change and become consciously aware of it, then I say that every particle of your whole body would be filled with it. I am the Lord. I change not. Open your eyes and see within yourself this mighty truth. You can be just as much as God as you are prepared to manifest. Christ, the Son of God, in the heart of humanity, reaches out to man, urging him to awaken to his divine consciousness. For the Christ in each and every one is alive forever. There is eternal peace in the heart as you recognize his truths. I am the Lord, thy God. I am one with the Father and I are never apart. We are always working together in you. the seven acts of Christ became actual to you now at this moment, instead of belonging to a past period. Christ experiences the birth of life in the temple that is not made with hands. The symbol of the divine child in the arms of Mary, the mother, is but a symbol of the Christ being born in every babe. The Father is individualized in each and every one, thus manifesting the birth of Christ, the eternal Son of God, into earthly life. Look around you and look at each other and say, whence did you come? Only the Father knoweth. The anointing is the consecrating of the life to God. Then cometh the awakening of the Christ in the temple that is made by God alone. According to your realization, the Christ manifests in you. So do you consecrate your life to God. Then comes the temptation. Temptation was in the world for Christ to overcome. I have overcome the world. The crucifixion means that everyone is crucified. All must pass through their own gates of Gethsemane. Some pass through it one way, some another. Thus you are purified through your experiences. The greatest of all experiences would I could lay down my life through the crucifixion to take it up again. Not for my own benefit, for the benefit of all who live. And those who believe within me will never die. For they have already found the secret of eternal life. Then comes the resurrection of the soul out of this mortal body. The Christ is the Spirit of God manifesting in the flesh. The ascension is the true recognition of this reality, the true realization of the eternal Christ. The Christ is in you, and nothing can avail from without. The evolution of the one soul exalts the whole race, that they may all be one. The complete understanding of time as the only present factor, with neither past nor future, would remove false ideas and inherited ills. Only the good that man does has any vitality. Then cease to uphold the working out of ignorance and sin in the past. Most people's minds are overburdened with the power of sin. The ignorance of the world and the sin in the world are all they can see. You cannot see the Christ through ignorance and sin. You can only see the Christ through the love of God. A complete and perfect expression of the Father of love is his Son, who lives forever in the present. I am the Son of God through love. So also must you become the sons and daughters of God through love. In no other way can you become true sons and daughters of God. You are born sons and daughters of God because Christ, the Spirit of God, is in you. When Christ is realized, you will know yourself to be. Then the flood of love flows through the heart that understands. This is beyond the conception of any human soul that has not been awakened. In your physical sense, you make both good and evil seem with equal power. This is but theorizing with mortal sense. It is not the truth of reality. In God, there is neither good nor evil. God is the complete, perfect expression now. If you say that the omnipresent God is good and that evil exists also, then your reason is at fault. How can evil exist in the omnipresent good? Your misconceptions cause you to believe that evil exists. Do not theorize, but allow the love of God to express itself through you, and you will find that that which makes you fear, that which hinders your true expression, will dissolve away into nothingness, where it belongs. Think, and you will see that it is in your own mind that you are creating fear and evil, for it does not and cannot exist in the omnipresence of God. Love is the only reality and is ever-present. Then realize that this ever-present is eternity, free from all conditions. Darkness is but the absence of light. When your hearts are full of love, there can be no darkness in the soul, for love is the light of the world. Truth is the search for the light of the world. Love is the first cause. And when you find this truth, you have found everything. As love casts out fear, so does love cast out all that is contrary to the true nature. Fear is a thought power generated by the self through lack of understanding and has the temporary effect of interrupting the flow of life through the soul and body. Would you fear if you knew that you were the Lord? Would you fear if you knew that the Christ was your real self? Would you fear if you knew that God alone existed, and it was he who was expressing himself, and that you, his creation, could never be separated from him? Look to the cross and see what lesson it brings you. Would you deny the Father, even though you were scourged and crucified with nails to the hands and feet? Your only strength lies in him who is with you always, who created you like unto himself, love. Fear has the effect of changing the body through chemicalization. But to overcome these conditions, you apply the antidote of love, the only permanent power in the universe. Every thought, every movement, every action has a chemical change upon the body. You are continuously changing your body structure through fear and anxiety. This is in harmony. But love is harmony and healing for soul and body. Love is the power that overcomes all things and is working through all nature. God is expressing himself, sustaining the body, the temple, not made with hands. When you let go of your fears, you will find that your God nature will bring back the normal state of the body, which is harmony. Nothing has ever been brought into being except through the Christ. As John said, the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. And only through the Word did everything come into being. I am that Word. I am the Word of God. I am the life. I am the Lord. See clearly this truth in yourself. Knowing that that which is possible to me is also possible to you if you will believe in me. Peace and calm will come into your heart when you know that you are passing through all the stages of the Christ from the birth to the ascension. Love is power and life's true expression. Love pours forth from its fountain into one continuous stream and is the only power there really is. Love is the life energy passing through the body. Love is a passion of great power in the heart. Love is the protective agency in every living soul. Love flows through all planes of being. Love is the foundation of all divine action and is the salvation of the race. When you realize that this love is within yourself and the mighty power grows from within you, no power comes from without. Love pours forth from its source in one continuous stream and is the only real power there is. The soul and body are sustained by it. It is the rapture in the heart, the protector of the soul and body. All divine action is based upon the love of God. All are subject to the divine. The more you know this, the more like God you become. All are subject to the same power, for there is no other power but the power of the infinite living life. Therefore, the omnipresence of his divine nature is a reality. Love is the only power that exists in the whole universe. Everything responds to it. Flowers, animals, humans, and angels all respond to love's adoration. Love being God, it must be the greatest power there is. Love harmonizes everything. Love cannot be separate from anything in nature, for it is the cause behind all true manifestation and will remain when all other conditions are removed. Do not think that the Father has left you when you find yourself in distress. He is making you more perfect, a more perfect instrument through which he can manifest his creative power. Ignorance has no principle in itself, just as error has no principle. Mathematics has a principle, but error can have none. For when the error is corrected, it disappears. Therefore, you learn that ignorance and error have no powers of their own. The prophet wrote in Proverbs, "My son, eat this honey because it is good, and this honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Love is the secret balm that all can use, the learned and the untutored, the wise and the foolish. It speaks all languages, and it is the soul's heaven of rest. The position you hold in the world means nothing. What means most to you is your capacity to receive and give divine love, the true expression of God himself. God is spirit, and spirit is life. Life is love, and love is the vital force in all things. It is the harmony in all things. Then we must worship in love, and we will attain a consciousness of God. Idols and images are but symbols in the mind, and we gain little from them. We must realize the love of God. Christ is the Spirit of God and has been given all power in heaven and earth through love. People are mystified by the healings that took place 2,000 years ago, but there is very little difference in the healings that take place in your midst today. The only difference is the fact that it may be a different personality used, but it is the same Christ that heals. The real is the principle of love. God made the universe by pure thought, positive and creative, which is the expression of his nature, love. Then love is the union between God and mankind. This divine energy is the eternal link that holds us fast to him, who made us in his own image and likeness. So mankind becomes the vehicle for the expression of love, and this is the true science of living. As we gaze upon the fountain of love, God's nature becomes our nature. What I see the Father do, I do likewise. It is no longer strange to you now that my thoughts become the healing power that changes the ether of disease and death to that of health and life. By the power of the holy thought, your body will also be changed from carnal flesh to spirit form. All are sons and daughters of God by birth, and all become sons and daughters of God through understanding and love. There is nothing so great in the heart of man as the expression of his Christ nature. There is no greater power in all the world. By love I heal, by love I live. Through true understanding, the truth is revealed, that we are all sons and daughters of God, and from this point alone you become a greater civilization upon the earth. The love of God through the Christ must dwell in each and every one of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. And when you pray, believe you have received and that which you have asked for, and ye shall have it. And when you ask, ask in the mind of God. It is then established in the Spirit, and what is established in the Spirit must come forth in form, providing you make yourself receptive to it through understanding faith. You shall all gain your inheritance, even in the darkness that surrounds you, for the light that lighteth the world is within yourself and can never be extinguished. We are all joint heirs to all that is God when we attain to an understanding heart full of love. Son, thou art ever with me. All that is mine is thine. Through my lips to unawakened earth comes a trumpet of truth. The Lord thy God is one Lord, and this is the infinite spirit within all mankind. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness. He will enjoy the light of life. The Pharisees said, you are testifying to yourself. Your evidence is not valid. Is it not the same today? I replied to them, though I do testify to myself, my evidence is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going to, whereas you do not know where I have come from or where I am going to. You judge by the outside. I judge no one. And though I do judge, my judgment is true, because I am not by myself. There is myself and the Father who sent me. Prayer. Peace and love be with you. O eternal Father of love, we rejoice in thy presence. We know thou art with us always, and we can never be apart from thee. We are expressing thy life and love. Thou didst send me into this world to prepare others for that which is to come, and they shall become thy angels to administer to others thy love. This is the joy of life. Let this joy be theirs, as it is mine forever and ever. Make it their watchword in the morning, at noon and night, so they shall always be at peace. Even if ignorance darkens the light of thy presence, help them to see the divine truth. I am the Lord. I have been given power and dominion over all things. Thy peace I leave with them, for thy peace is eternal, and as they seek it, so shall they find it. Amen.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you. That's it, you know. I'm not going to add anything else to it, guys. Please join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, here on Hanson Awareness Radio. If you need to contact me, my information is in the show notes. I do Oracle sessions as well if you just need a friend to talk to, anything like that, if you want to give a donation. I'm also open to sponsorship for Enhancing Awareness Radio, so you can email me, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. But please utilize my link tree in the show notes for any contact, all right? All right, guys. The vibration of love. All right.
People today are taking a great deal of pride and material things, homes and fine cars. But yet few of us can say that we are truly, truly happy, all because we don't devote enough time in the care and preservation of love. That's why we all
put something in your love.
Your love
will surely grow.
More than you ever know. Put
something
in your love.
Your love will surely grow.
I once knew a man who didn't believe that love makes the world go round. Each night he'd leave his woman at home while he waited in love all the time. Yes, he did now. But you see, one day he found out that he really, really needed someone to care, and he went to her for loving, and he found she was mine. You got to
put something in your love,
yeah. And your love
will surely grow.
More than you'll ever know. I once knew a woman, she passed by every good man she had a chance to meet. You know, a lot of girls are like that. She was looking for a man with money who could play the whole world down at her feet. But she didn't understand that his bank account was overdrawn, and that love ain't holding you together, everything would soon be gone. Got to